USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's been a relatively quiet weekend so far in most American cities and towns as coronavirus concerns have people practicing both mandated and voluntary social distancing measures to help stop the spread of the illness. They include limiting large groups of people from gathering, closing buildings, and canceling events. And these measures will likely be in place for several weeks both here and abroad. One example, Easter services at the Vatican next month will now be held without the faithful in attendance because of the virus. The services with Pope Francis usually draw tens of thousands to the Vatican between Holy Thursday and Easter Sunday. In New York City, Mayor Bill de Blasio is comparing the need for public cooperation with the coronavirus response to life during wartime.
This is a wartime dynamic. We have to think about helping each other in different ways. And it will take the people to solve this crisis, not just the government. So we have to look out for each other.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you a friend of America? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
More now on coronavirus. At least 3,000 cases have been confirmed in the U.S. West Virginia is the only state that has not seen a confirmed case of it. President Trump yesterday announcing that the U.S. will broaden its European travel ban, adding Britain and Ireland to its list, and it's considering imposing restrictions on travel within the U.S. to areas hit hard by the virus's spread. As the weekend began, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced an agreement had been reached with the Trump administration on a coronavirus relief package. However, it has an uncertain future in the Senate.
The bill guarantees free coronavirus testing, paid emergency leave, enhances employment insurance, strengthens food security initiatives, and increases federal Medicaid funding to states.
That's USA Radio's Wendy King. Some members of the Senate have been critical of the bill. Some Republicans say it goes too far and it's too expensive. Some Democrats say it doesn't go far enough. This is USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life or you get your money back.
Two American service members have suffered serious injuries in a rocket attack in Iraq. According to Pentagon officials, the two are being treated at a military hospital in Baghdad. Iraqi security has made an arrest in connection with the attack, and the U.S. is assisting in the investigation. It's the second attack in less than a week at Camp Taji, which is north of the Iraqi capital. Back on the subject of coronavirus, Walmart and other retail giants are now limiting their store hours because of it. Walmart announcing that it's shortening hours at its normally 24-hour locations, and some other stores doing the same. Grocery chains like Kroger, Publix, and Wegmans are among many that are closing earlier than normal. They say the shortened hours for the public to come and shop will allow workers at the retail stores to deep clean the stores and restock their shelves. The nation's largest labor union is endorsing Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden. The National Education Association boasts 3 million members. The endorsement is likely to boost Biden's path toward securing the party's nomination, as the former VP already has a sizable lead in delegates over Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. And a big name is making Microsoft's board of directors a little bit smaller. The tech giant says co-founder Bill Gates has stepped down from the board to focus more time on his philanthropic efforts. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.